you would please rise and join us in worship this morning. And as always, please feel free to move about as you feel led. The altars are always open. You can kneel, walk around, sit, but we're just going to start in this stance of intentionality as we offer our praises and worship to the holy, living, true God this morning. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. You make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Afresh, Jesus. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on.
as we call upon the name of the Lord this morning and ask him to rest upon us, he is faithful to answer that prayer. So I just want to take a moment, just kind of in silence, to just wait upon him, to give him the space to speak, to give him the space to minister to our hearts, and just fix our eyes on him. Just receive his love for you this morning. Receive his mercies. Receive his blessings. We truly must always first receive from him, because we have nothing to offer but what he gives to us. Yes, Jesus, we just offer you all of the praise this morning. We have tasted and seen your goodness, Lord. And for those here who maybe have not tasted and seen your goodness, Lord, I pray that blessing over them, Lord. I bless them, Jesus, with the ability to encounter you. Holy Spirit, would you fall fresh upon them? And even those of us who have tasted and seen your goodness, Lord, we just want more of you. And Lord, as we remember the encounters that we have with you, as we reflect on who you are, Lord, and what you have done for us, you have saved us, Jesus. How can we not be forever grateful that our souls have been saved? You offer healing. You offer freedom and joy, Lord, and you call us deeper and deeper into that. And so, Jesus, just naturally, we respond with thanksgiving and praise to you because you are worthy, Jesus. And we too ask that you would perfect our praises. Lord, would you increase our faith? Would you increase our praises, Lord? We thank you so much for the privilege of being able to praise you, Lord. That we are able to praise you safely, freely, and openly in this space, gathered with other believers. But even just the privilege that we have been reconciled to you, and so we can offer you praises. So Jesus, may we praise you this morning with our entire bodies, mind, soul, spirit, Lord, from the inside out. Help us to not just go through the motions, Lord, but may this be an intimate time of communion with you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. Thank you.
exalt your name, we